בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, לסדר כי תבוא לארץ. Today is תז באלול. So we are in the middle of קנאים פוגעים בו. קנאות. What is real קנאות? What is it? ולכן, אם בא לי מלך ולשאול מה לעשות, בהלכה עם הגמרא, סנהדרין, קנאים בועל ארמית, קנאים פוגעים בו. What happens if he comes to בדין to ask a שאלה? בועל ארמית, comes to בדין, to ask a שאלה. The Gemara says מפורש, ואין מורים כן. You can't pass in it. Why? Because if he's coming to ask a שאלה, he's no longer a real קנאי. A real קנאי acts. There's no time for a שאלה. Now again, it has to be קנאות of אמת. But that's part of the הלכה, look what he says. אין מורים לו לעשות מעשה. Gemara מפורשת, סנהדרין פ"ב. You cannot tell him, okay, go kill. The only time this halakha le Moshe Sinai of bo'el aramit kana'im pog'im bo applies is only when you don't ask and you just feels it. Yeah. Good question. Rashi answers the question. What was the answer? Vehem mabochim petach oel mo'ed. They were crying. Nit'alma mehem halakha. They didn't know what to do. He didn't get an answer. He came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't get an answer. Therefore, what did he do? He acted. From here, the Gemara derives that if you got an answer, it's like a paradox. If you're kanaim pogimbo, if you're bo'el aramit, and you go to ask bedin, and you got an answer, what's the psak? You lost it. You're no longer a kanai. Shelo ne'emra halacha zo ela lemkanei atzmo me'atzmo. Mipnei she'inyan hakanaut hu chamimut halev al hamitchatzev keneged hakadosh baruch hu. Your heart now burns. A fire rages within you when you see somebody acting with chutzpah neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadosha. That's kanaut. V'shayach lomar ken, rak im iba me'eleha, only if it's, v'lo mitoch machshava, shim mechashev cheshbonot, if you have to go to bed din and ask, that means you're making cheshbonis. You make cheshbonot, you're already not a kanai. Kanaim have no cheshbonot, it's a feeling. Now again, there's not many places in the Torah where you can act based on kana'ut. In general, you have to ask a shayla. You need a psak. But there are yotzei min haklal. Kana'im pogim bo. Hare ze siman shu adayin kar. V'lachin, if you're asking a shayla and making cheshbonot, you're cold. You know the hot and cold game? You're good? Hot, warmer, cold. In order to be a kana'i, you can't be warm, lukewarm, you know, cold. You have to be what? Raging inferno. No, la, lama? Bachur tov. Anyway. Lama kacha? Tov. Anyway. You have a beeper? No. Tov. Is it tzchok osei lahem hakadosh baruch hu? Is slowly back away from the toaster. They're mamash back in the Stone Age. The pigeons showed up today to get their marching orders. Anyway, ועל דרך זו, גם בעניין השנאה למשנאי השם, כך נאמר, right? David המלך writes in תהילים, הלא משנאיך אדוני אסנה, ובתקוממך את קוטט. תחליט שנאה שנאתים, דוד המלך. Ohavan shel Yisrael. All of a sudden he says, Hashem, those who hate you, I hate them. I fight with them. I hate them with a passion. David HaMelech. Lo stam. Yeah? And this is not like where David HaMelech in Perek Kuvdalet writes, Yitamu chataim min haaretz, which Beruria Eshet Rabbi Meir darshened as what? Yitamu chataim velo chotim. Right? Over here David HaMelech didn't say, I hate the chataim, I hate their sins. He says what? הלא משנאיך השם אשנא, hate them, ובתקומך את קוטט, I fight with them. He says, הלא תכלית שנאה שנאתים, I hate them with a full-throated, passionate hatred. Them, them, them. דוד המלך says, I hate their guts. דוד המלך, רגל רביעי במרכבה. How do you stomach that? He says, והכוונה למי שכופר בתורה, כמחלל שבת בפרהסיה. What's he referencing? A person who's really merim yad, kofir, מחלן שבת בפרסיה, שמאחר והאמונה במעשה בראשית מעיקרי הדת, if you believe in הקדוש ברוך הוא, and you believe that הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world בששת ימי בראשית, וישבות ביום השביעי, מכל מלאכתו אשר עשה, then how are you being מחלן שבת? He says, זה שמחלן שבת, דינו כגוי לכל דבר. The Rambam says מפורש, מרן פסקינס מפורש. Yeah, that a person who's מחלן שבת בפרסיה, דינו כגוי. He's not a goy, דינו כגוי. מה הכוונה דינו כגוי? אינו מצטרף למניין, אינו עולה לתורה למניין שבעה. מאכלו מאכל עקום. מחלוקת הפוסקים. Yeah, if he pours יין שאינו מבושל, ינו יין נסך. Whoa, 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 whoa. Take it easy, take it easy. Why are we throwing the book at... You know why we're throwing the book at the guy? Because it's that bad. Because it's really that bad. Aye, but maybe you're going to insult him. Ready? Facts. Don't care about your feelings. Florida. Nachon? So he says, it's a big zach. What do you think Chazal, when they paskind kol mine dinim, that mechalen Shabbat dino kegoy, what do you think they didn't understand that somebody's going to be insulted in the process? When you go to a guy, even nicely, and, oh, Kohen mechalen Shabbat befaresia, eno aole ledukhan. Say. Are there caveats? Are there exceptions? Are there loopholes? Bizman hazeh, when we have fluffy mechalele Shabbatot, right? It used to be mechalele Shabbatot l'shem shamayim, lishma. That real mechalele Shabbatot. Nowadays, the poskim, binyan tzion, maran zichron v'chan yebi omer, ol tzion, they discuss today, we have, you know, even the frumkeit in mechalele Shabbatot dropped. Now they're fluffy. You know what I'm talking about? They don't mean it as much. Huh? What? Not really. Huh? Tinok shenishba is not just a term to be thrown around. In poskim, tinok shenishba is a very big deal. What exactly is tinok shenishba? But even they don't understand really, many of them don't understand the severity. They weren't grown up with the appreciation, with the ha'aracha for Shmirat Shabbat. And therefore, Binyan Tzion and others, not to condone Chilul Shabbat Chalila, but to understand, you know, nowadays, halacha psuka, can you be mitzaref, mechalen Shabbat befaresia leminyan? Can you be ma'ali oto la Torah? Can you, yeno yai nesech? Whoa. Yeah, final answer, yes? Nigmar? What are we trying to pander to them? Why? Because some people need their money? You don't want to rock the boat? I don't remember the Torah working like that. Right? Why? Because some of them have money? Because some of them support whatever? So? Hashem has infinitely more money than them. שנאמר, לי הכסף ולי הזהב נאום אדוני. It's all Hashem. So what? Guy has a little money וזהו? איי, גמרא מסכת עירובין, הגמרא says, רבי עקיבא מכבד עשירים, רבי מכבד עשירים. Right? Even גדולי העולם used to give כבוד העשירים. שמו, what kind of עשירים are we talking about? No. They were עשירים בכסף גם. But what? They're שומרי תורה ומצוות. And they gave tzedakah. Okay. Now, a guy who's mamash, you know, neged Hashem, as the Navi says in Yeshaya, Ketiv, mi bikesh zot mi edchem, remos chatzerai. Who asked you? But this is what you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are there caveats when it can be mitzuraf laminyan? Yes. Are there caveats? By the way, if you look in Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nunhe, quotes meforash, pri megadim. He says, ba'alei avera or mitzteref leminyan. Besides for two averot. What is that? He doesn't even bring that. Chilul Shabbat and avodah zara. Mumar lechilul Shabbat. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring any caveats. He just says, pasul leminyan. Pasul la'alot la'torah. Pasul la'alot la'duchan. Yes, that is no good. Absolutely. Now, the poskim acharonim, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring any dissent. He doesn't bring it down. He doesn't bring down machloket ladavar. You know, we're all trying to stoop in exceptions. What can we do what can we do to, you know, to smooth over? How can we cater to the Mechalelei Shabbatot as well? What can we do to make them feel more comfortable? Really? How about they make Hashem more comfortable by keeping Shabbat? How's that? No, that wasn't one of the options. It's not on the multiple choice. How about that? Yeah. Aval, Puskim do talk about it. Okay. Depends where he's coming from. Depends on his background. All these things. Okay. Even Chamin Tzion, he has an interesting chidush. He says that if the guy drives to Shul on Shabbat and he parks a few blocks away, or he would be mitbayesh to drive in front of Adam Gadol. Cover his face, turn around, park far. That shows a certain level of... There are people like that. They park far. Even when they could park close, they park far. Because why? They're ashamed. They should be. Sheitbayshu lahim. Busha v'cherpa. You should be ashamed. Hopefully that shame does something to your blackened, toasted neshama. But until that happens, Chamin Tzion brings down that thing, that caveat, to allow him to be mitzteref leminyan v'chule v'chule. Charbroiled. Toast sangak neshama. Miskinim. You know what's, when it comes out as a crisp? Miskinim. מה לעשות? צריך להתפלל עליהם. לב טהור ברא לי אלוהים ברוח נכון חדש בקרבי. During חודש אלול ועשרת ימי תשובה. It's a mitzvah. If a person has krovim, friends, acquaintances, whoever, pray for the חזרת תשובה of עם ישראל. In ברכת השיבנו אבינו לתורתך. זקנים. Daven for them. Don't give up. Don't write them off. Even with charbroiled neshamot, there's still something there. There's a nitzot. And you can reform it into something gadol meod. Have a wonderful day.